We're going to continue in wedding-related issues. Some people often ask whether it's an absolute requirement or something that's preferable to make sure that they have a Shevar Brachos Seuda each day of the 7 days of Shevar Brachos. So the short answer is no, there's absolutely no requirement to make sure that there's a Shevar Brachos Seuda each day of the seven brachos, but let's discuss a little bit more in detail, meaning is this something that's encouraged? Is this something that it really doesn't make any difference whatsoever? The Gemara in Ksubas Dav Zayin Base tells us, Tan Rabbanim Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara Kol Shiva, that if you have a minion, you say Birchas Chasanim throughout the 7 days of what we call Shevar Brachos. Some review Davu Shabbat Upanim Chadashos. But that's only if you also happen to have Panim Chadashos. Then the Gemara goes through, Mai Mevarech, what brachos we say. And then after it goes through all the brachos, the Gemara tells us that Rav Ashi, Ikla Lebe Rav Kahana, that when Rav Ashi went to Rav Kahana, Yom Kama Baruch Kulu, the first day they made all Shevar Brachos, Mikan Ve'elech, Yikah Panim Chadashos, Baruch Kulu, Ve'elow, Afushi Simcha Ba'almah, Mevarech Shah Simcha Ve'mono, Vashar Barah. That in the first day they said all seven brachos, but after that, it depended. Sometimes they had Panim Chadashos and they said all seven. Sometimes they didn't have Panim Chadashos, so they said Shasimcha B'mono and Asher Bara. So the question is, do we have a Hidur or a Lechadchila that a person should try to make sure that each day there is a minion and there's Panim Chadashos and that you're able to say Shev Brachos? And it's particularly challenging this time of the year because a lot of times a couple will get married on a Sunday and it's going to be after Tzeisa Kochavim when they get married, so the following Sunday is still within the Shevar Brachos, because it's got to be before Shkia, so if they're going to insist on having Shevar Brachos the following Sunday, no one's interested in Mosai Shabbos Shevar Brachos. They just had their Shabbos Shevar Brachos, so it's going to have to be like a breakfast, a brunch or something. We had a Shevar Brachos, we got married this time of year, we had a Shevar Brachos, that was a brunch on a Sunday for the seventh day. But is there some sort of mila to this? So first we'll go through the logic and perhaps rayas that you don't need it, then the logic to suggest that we should encourage it, and then the different Hagim of what people do and what people suggest. So first, the simple reading of the Gemara is that there's absolutely no obligation, because it says that if there weren't Panim Chadashos, they wouldn't say Shevar Brachos, which implies that it was a matter of chance. If there were Panim Chadashos around, they said Shevar Brachos. If not, that they didn't. And no one was upset by that. It seems totally fine. Furthermore, the Shita Sarambam is that Shevar Brachos is recited when there are Panim Chadashos, and then, even then, Shevar Brachos is recited Bishvilan, the Rambam says, for the sake of the Panim Chadashos. The Rambam writes that when there are new people there, so Mevarchin Bishvilan, Acher Birch Smas, and Shevar Brachos, Chedarshim Brachin, Vishas Nisuin. That in the second paragraph of Vilchas Brachos Halacha Yud, that it's for the sake of the Panim Chadashos. So the requirement is only for the Panim Chadashos. It doesn't seem that there's any obligation to bring Panim Chadashos so that those people can then have a requirement to say Shevar Brachos. If there's no Chiyuv on the Chasan and Kala at all, Rav Asher Weiss even has a tshuva where he discusses what if the Chasan and Kala leave early. They leave the Shevar Brachos early. I don't know how you could pull off such a trick, but they leave their own Shevar Brachos early. Do you still say Shevar Brachos? And he says yes. You still say the Shevar Brachos. It's not their chiyuv, it's the chiyuv of the other people that are there. And he brings from other poskim that say the same way. He quotes a tshuva sesaris tshuva and a tshuva chesed Avram in Tinyane Avinezer Simlam Adalid. Rav Asher suggests that it's based on a halach and shulchan aruch. And Avinezer Simlam Samach Beis, Sif Yud Beis, shulchan aruch says that a mshamshim, yesh omrim she'ein mevarchim Shevar Brachos, v'yesh omrim she'mevarchim. I'm mshamshim o'ochlim achar sudas nisun. The mshamshim, the waiters that sit down to eat after the Suda is over, so Yeshomim Shein Mevarchin Shevar Brachos, Yeshomim Shein Mevarchin, Ulezeh Hadas Nota, says Shulchan Aruch, that the Das is Nota, that they should say the Shevar Brachos, even though the Chasan and Kala are already gone, presumably. So that's a reason to suggest that Lechora, there's no reason to insist on having Panim Chadashos. Furthermore, Rashi in Ksubas Tav Chesam and Aleph also sounds this way. Rashi in Dibra Maskel Sameach Tesamach writes, Va'asher Bara, Rashi discusses what's considered bracha smucha lechaverta and what's not, and he says, well, the bracha of Asher Bara, most of the time, it's not said in the context of any other brachos, because most of the time you don't have panim chadashos, and again, it doesn't seem upset by that. It seems like, yeah, that's just the way it is, that you don't have panim chadashos throughout most of the time. And the Maril in Hilchos Nisun also says that they would only have shevar brachos on Shabbos. That used to be the minhag, that they wouldn't have during the week. So what's the logic to encourage it and to say that we dafka should? So Tosus and Ksubas explains the idea of Panim Chadashos, that the Panim Chadashos in Koriel b'bnei Adam shemarbim b'shvilam asimcha yoser. That Panim Chadashos is served to enhance the simcha, and then presumably it becomes the chiyuv of the chasen and the kala to then have the shavar bachas or the chasen perhaps, where once their simcha is enhanced. So maybe we should create that enhancement of simcha, meaning this is Shivas Yimei Mishnah, so maybe we should do whatever we can to enhance the simcha. After all, the Gemara earlier in Ksubas tells us that in Basula Nises, the Yom Arvi, the Mishnah starts out the Masechta by saying, why the Yom Arvi? So they can go to Beis Din on Yom Chamishi, but Beis Din was open on Monday also. Shaktu Chacham Maltakanas Benos Yisrael. They were concerned that they should have a lot of days in preparing the Su'udah. We want to make sure that it's done right, that the party is a real party. And some of the Rishonim understand that they're not just preparing the wedding party, they're preparing all the food they're going to need for that whole week, so that the chassan shouldn't have to work over the course of the week. Maybe that's also a good time in a lecture, whether you can work during the week. But the idea is that they would that you're supposed to try to enhance the simcha as much as possible. In the Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim Nevnezer Simin Vav, he was asked by a chassan who couldn't afford to make so many sudos whether he has to stretch himself in order to try to make shavar brachos each and every day. And he said, look, there's no chiyuv to do so, but he said it is a mitzvah. He says, if a person has the ability to harbos ba'otza, havade le mitzvah gidola tichashiv lozos, laso sudas mreus lechasunaso, ba'azmanos asara levarich l'shabeach l'shmo yisbarach b'shevah brach shal chasadim, it creates an opportunity to get a chevra together and be mevarich l'ribonu shalom, v'rak tzarek shia b'kol sudah panam chadashos, you just have to make sure there are panam chadashos. Then he goes through some of the basic halachos and he says, what I'm telling you here is very basic, but the point is that it is a mitzvah min hamuvchar. Good, so what do people do? What do people say l'maisa? So in the Sefer Birchas Chasadim, Rav Nissen Kaplan writes that he heard that the children of the Briska Rav would always try to have two meals a day with Panim Chadashos and a minyan during Shavu Brachos, they say Shavu Brachos twice a day. So Rav Nissen said that he then asked Rav Avram Yeshua and Rav David, and they said, im izdami, meaning if it happens, we're not going to go out of our way to make friends just to bring Panim Chadashos in, but if it happens that there are people that are there, so good, then we'll do it. And the Tshuva Zivchei Tzedek, Simon Tzadiyeh, he says also to make two meals a day throughout the week, and he says v'chein minagenu po b'Baghdad shakol balei batim ha'ashirim osim su'udah b'panim chadashos b'kol zayin yimei ha'mishnah b'boker u'b'erev, that they would do twice a day. And someone who's ain lo yicholas laso su'udah b'boker al kol panim afilu pachos shabi Yisrael osim su'udah b'panim chadashos zayin bros b'chalaylam yizayin yimei ha'chupah v'ein l'shanos. He says if you can't have two, at least you should have one, and ain l'shanos. So, and in fact, they quote from the Chiddush Arim that the Chiddush Arim says that Shivas Yemei Mishnah, you make a su'udah twice a day for the 7 days, so and each su'udah is 7 brachos, so it calculates to 98 brachos to be mevatel the 98 klalos in Mishnah Torah in the Tochacha. Okay, so that works too. So the approach number one is to not just to aim for one shavar brachos, to aim for two every day, if you could have two every day. The second approach, Rav Chaim Kadievsky told Rav Nissen Kaplan, he writes that ein chiyuv rakim rotze. If you want to, it's nice, but you don't really have to. There's no reason to be to be mahader. But in the Sefer Yismach Leiv, he quotes that Rav Eliashiv and Rav Steinemann and Yibadil Chaim Tovim, Rav Reuven Feinstein all say that there's no need whatsoever. While he then quotes Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky and Rav Shlomo Miller and Rav Forsheimer from Lakewood that all say that it's proper. It's a proper thing to do every day. So in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, in Evan Ezra Sim Kufchav Gimel, he says that their minug was to only say Shavar Brachos on the night of the wedding, and that's it. They didn't have Shavar Brachos at all. They didn't look for a minyan or Panim Chadashos or anything. In the Aruch HaShulchan, he also says the practice was not to make Shavar Brachos every single day. And based on that Chasam Sofer, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo, in Moadim, Perek Yud Gimel, in footnote 1, he says that it's not proper to make Shavar Brachos on the night of a fast day. Let's say tomorrow is going to be, let's say, Asara B'Teves. So he says the night before Asara B'Teves, not proper to make Shavar Brachos, because unless it's Tainus Esri, he says that would be proper. He says because Bal Nefesh is supposed to be Machmir on the Inuyim even at night, so at the very least, we shouldn't be having a party at night. And he thinks that that's particularly true for Lel Asara B'Teves, but it's Dafka because of this Chasam Sofer, that Mehechi Tesi, that you're going to go out of your way to make a Shavar Brachos. You don't have to go out of your way ever to make a Shavar Brachos. And Rav Shlomo Zalman goes on to say that since we see from the Chasam Shem Sefer, that the minhag was not to have Shavuot brachos throughout the week, if it's at all difficult to arrange, then a person should not be matriach biyoser in order to try to arrange to have Shavuot brachos. So some suggest you should try for two a day, some suggest one a day, and others suggest, whatever works, whatever comes your way. And if nothing comes your way, so nothing comes your way. But the chiyuv is only, certainly as far as the chiyuv is concerned, the chiyuv is only when you have a minyan and you happen to have panim chadashos. Have a great day, everybody.